This is Casual Critics.
What?
Welcome back.
What was that?
That was the best shit I've ever made.
Oh my god. It was like if the Wizard or the Great and Powerful Oz was a DJ at an EDM concert.
So I was making that the other day while you were out, and I was cackling at myself because when I finally got the echo right with the drop, uh-huh. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Jesus.
I was so proud of myself. But yeah, hey, welcome to Casual Critics, you guys. I am Josiah, this is Jacob.
Hi.
Hell yeah, we got a beef boy of an episode today.
You just stop there. We got a beef boy.
We got a beef boy in the house.
That's it.
Because we're not that this immediately will tell you anything, but we're recording it on a forgot what day it was.
Sunday.
Instead of Saturday, which we usually do, which is important or notable because we see movies on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
fresh.
Yeah, we have like shit to say instead
fresh
of waiting
off
a week.
Another viewing.
Yeah, to talk. Yeah, so last week we talked about watching The Lodge and Sonic, which we did.
Yes.
But then a couple hours ago we saw Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three whole movies to talk about. So, and we're going to go in order from how we saw them. So, jumping right in, The Lodge.
The Lodge.
Initially, I didn't give a shit about this movie.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to see it.
I went in with very low expectations too.
Okay. But I was kind of okay.
Yeah, I actually kind of enjoyed it.
I was
very surprised.
Yeah, it was a little bit more grabbing than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They
did a really good job of building tension and building the story and stuff. It went places I didn't expect it to go, and they
definitely
did a lot of things in it that I didn't expect it to go.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting take on a horror film,
mm-hmm.
in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it wasn't very like they had their jump scares in it, just like every horror film's gonna have their jump scares in it, but it was way more atmospheric horror.
Yeah.
Than most things.
Yeah.
It is very much like Hereditary.
Mm.
It was almost
just because it's
really
suspenseful.
Similar to Hereditary, because they both have a similar theme in dollhouses. Hereditary has like has a big thing with dollhouses, and so did The Lodge.
Okay.
The Lodge essentially used dollhouses as like transitions and stuff, which was very interesting.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I was very, very pleasantly surprised. The lead actress did a great job.
Yeah.
I can't think of what her name is, but
I was surprised that the mom, like the actual mom, didn't play a bigger role because she's a bigger actress.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was weird.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very, very surprised by that too. Because I saw her in the beginning. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's a thing.
And then,
but yeah, they did a great job of, you know, making the kids like, so pivotal to the story and stuff like that. I'm trying to avoid like huge spoilers.
Sure.
I thought we'd give like a base review of stuff. But more, I guess, just kind of, let the audience know we will be getting into spoilers in some of these things. So if you haven't seen these movies, you can skip ahead maybe to the next part where we're talking about the next movie. Cause we have two other movies we're talking about. And, so we'll try to with these reviews, we'll try to kind of start out and just kind of give like a baseline review about the whole thing. And then we'll kind of dive more deeper into like the story itself and what happened and stuff like that, just because that's the real meat and bones of it, obviously. but we don't want to spoil anything for people listening and stuff like that. So just kind of giving a base down of the rules maybe that we have to kind of stick by to it. But so before we kind of dive into more spoilery things on the lodge, what points out of 10, what do you give it?
Oh, I don't know, like, I guess a 5.
Really? You didn't like it that much?
Well, so I only give it that much. I mean, I guess I could say a 6. The only reason that I'm like really
hesitant, lower than I thought it'd be.
Well, it's because it's not a movie I want to see again. I would not care to watch it again, really.
Sure.
But other movies like The Witch or It or like other scary, because I'm not a big scary movie guy. Mm-hmm. But those movies I would watch again, 3, 4, 5, like whatever, because I genuinely love the way they're shot, the story. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I get a more pleasant, or not pleasant, but like a more fulfilling feeling from watching those movies.
Sure.
Than this one.
Sure. They're more unique than this one is.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. So yeah, I think
that's what hinders this movie the most.
It's not terrible.
No.
Had it been the way that I would have expected it to be, it would have been like a 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad, and it's definitely better than I expected it to be. But it's not something I would want to like if someone was like, "Hey, do you want to watch this?" I'm like, "No, I've seen it."
Right. Yeah.
I don't care. I've seen it once. That's good enough for me.
There's a lot of horror movies like that.
Yeah.
The one-off things.
So what, you put it higher?
Yeah, I'd probably give it about like probably 6, 6.5 probably, because I still enjoyed a lot of it. I like I said a second ago, it's not very unique though. Like, I've seen this horror movie, you know, hundreds of times before. Like, it's nothing super super special. Mm-hmm. I think there's some twists and turns in it, like with the kids being pretty much the antagonist, forcing her to kind of go crazy and kind of making her who she was in the end. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting.
Spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I still enjoyed it. I think they built tension really well, and I think the main actress did a really good job of conveying the flip in character, and you know, being able to go from one point to the next. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked it overall. I just wish it was more unique in a lot of aspects. Because like I said, it is heavily drawn on Hereditary, I feel like. Like, really? Very heavily, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. With a lot of the tension building and stuff that they do. And a lot of colleges and whatnot.
So, the biggest, like, full spoiler thing that I wanted to point out was the fucking ending. Didn't really, like, feel believable to me, considering mm-hmm. the fact that the fucking kids were messing with her the whole time,
right?
And then they just randomly get caught, and then Aiden can't do shit. Like, what?
Right.
That it was so weird. And then it cuts off like in what felt like mid scene.
Yeah, you don't see what happens to him, right?
No, she has him tied to. They're all at like the dinner table, and they have a fucking mm-hmm. dead dad at the table.
Yeah,
and then she's putting the tape on him.
Oh, that's right. That's how it ends. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah. Alluding to the beginning of the movie where she was part of like a ritual with her dad and the cult and stuff.
Yeah.
And that she's essentially finishing the ritual with herself and the two kids.
It was so weird.
It was very weird. But that was like one of my favorite parts of the movies was that beginning part where it's like explaining the cult and stuff.
Because
mm-hmm. when they did it from like a camcorder, essentially, like,
yeah, the shaky cam,
yeah, essentially, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Blair Witching it.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of that stuff because that stuff scares the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the best thing that goes forward, is just the tension building is really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the jump scares and stuff is very cliche jump scares and stuff, but
yeah,
it's okay.
So yeah, whatever, it was fine.
Yeah. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it at all. But it was kind of an okay experience. But then, a couple hours later, after I stood outside for like 45 minutes staring at the sun almost because I felt so fucked up. We came back to the theater and watched Sonic.
The complete opposite of what we literally just watched.
A cartoon,
like, as
family
opposite
movie
as possible from what we just watched.
Yeah. And that was great. Like, I legitimately really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
And I want them to make, like, a sequel. And
I think
shit.
They will. It's making so much money. I guarantee
they
it
rehire
will.
Rehire everybody that they fucking laid off and make more.
It's already at, like, $250 million or something like that. It's making so much
Detective
money.
Detective Pikachu's ass. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Even though I enjoyed Detective Pikachu more than this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I like that movie.
Detective Pikachu appeals more to an adult audience than this does.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess so, because Ryan Reynolds is kind of tongue-in-cheek. I feel like the story of Detective Pikachu was weaker. Like, it just felt looser and weaker to me than this one.
I thought it had more of a story than this one did.
Well,
because this one's very, very basic line, good guy versus bad guy.
Yeah,
that's,
but
that's
it's
all
not,
this one is.
There was weird. I don't know. It didn't. The Detective Pikachu's plot didn't feel. What's the right word? It didn't feel like they did it right. It felt shaky to me.
Really?
Yeah. There was a lot going on in that movie, but it didn't feel like they executed it right. They didn't execute it right to me. This one, even though it's simpler, they hit it dead on.
Well, I think simpler was probably a good thing for this. Honestly.
Right, yeah.
You don't want to go too complex
if
with
this had the depth
Sonic
that Detective Pikachu did, then maybe it would feel just
it would
as
have
weak.
Fallen flatter, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was, I mean, I liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, probably just as good, if not a little better than I thought it was going to be. You got to take it with the idea that it is a very kids centric movie.
Well, yeah,
like it
of
is,
course.
Is for kids. The plot is very kid friendly. The characters are very kid friendly, which is fine. That's what it is. And I'm, you know, but just because it's kid friendly doesn't mean it should have a ton of plot holes either.
Yeah.
There were definitely some bits and pieces in there where I'm like, okay.
So,
but it was fun. I will say that.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I think I would probably score this like a 7, 6 or 7.
I'd probably do 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably where I'd put it at too.
Yeah, just solid kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was one of the biggest plot holes that stuck out to you?
It was minor stuff. I don't think there was like any massive glaring plot holes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We saw it a week ago. I'm trying to remember. There was just like side little bits of like how people got places or something like that and stuff like that. Just like, that was just like, that doesn't make any sense, but okay, I'm just going to allow it because it's a kid's movie and it doesn't really have to make sense because I'm not the audience that they're trying to strive for.
I think it's so funny to think about this movie and think about what it would have looked like had the internet not like rioted.
Because
I hated and felt bad for the studio to have to do that. And then to even feel like they had to bend the knee and completely redo it. Because that was a scary moment where it was like, oh, fuck. They're spending twice as much money on this movie that they don't even know if anyone's going
to
like.
Which they didn't even have to spend that much more, honestly.
Yeah.
They only spent like another like what, $10 million or something like that before. Because most of the other effects, they probably didn't have to mess with a whole lot. But it's definitely one of those things where if they kept the original design, it wouldn't have fit with the movie
that
they made.
This would have been a fucking terrible movie.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The design that they have, like they ended up with, makes way more sense with the movie and the characters than the original design. The original design was too realistic and not cartoony.
Yeah. Nothing would have landed.
This one's cartoony. Yeah.
Everyone would have been uncomfortable the entire movie.
Yeah.
It would have been worse than Cats.
Yeah.
Which is saying something.
Yeah. At least Cats was consistent in how awful it was.
Yeah.
This would have just like made
you got numb after a while. But
yeah.
I don't think that would happen with with the original Sonic design.
No, because the original Sonic design wouldn't match up against Jim Carrey's Robotnik at all.
Right.
Jim Carrey's Robotnik is Jim Carrey to the extreme. You know, he's very kooky. You know, there's literally a scene. Spoilers, by the way. Well, pretty much after we rate it, I feel like is spoiler territory. But there's a scene that where he's like chasing after Sonic or whatever, but he's in the back of the car and he's just like dancing for no reason. You know, he's doing that weird dancing stuff while he's like building and or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's just literally just dancing. It's a legit dance scene with Jim Carrey's Robotnik.
Yeah.
Just cause why not?
Yeah. Well, and Schwartz's like joke punchlines and shit would not have landed.
No.
With that weird rat monster.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. And so also at the end of the movie, the fucking Tails shows up
mm-hmm.
and he is designed similarly, which is also super interesting to think about.
Yeah. Cause I'm wondering what his,
yeah, dude, scary demon monkey. Oof.
It's like that meme of that like drugged out fox or whatever.
It's like sitting with his legs.
Yeah. Crying. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
He probably but with did. Two tails. He probably did.
Ugh.
But they made a fucking good movie,
mm-hmm.
despite all of that.
And video
crisis
game
averted.
Yeah, video game wise, it's good.
Yeah, they did a very good job.
They hinted at the source material and stuff like that, but changed it enough to where it's unique on its own.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's not like him just running through like loops and stuff. Right. Like they obviously did their teases and stuff like that of that, but they didn't really like. I don't know. They did interesting things. Like they did a lot of like Quicksilver moments where like he freezes times and he freezes time and he starts just like bouncing around and hitting people and stuff like that. So when he unfreezes,
well, and him like spin moving the car and stuff like that is cool to show like his abilities.
Yeah,
and the end fight where Robotnik is in the little flying thing
mm-hmm.
and he like gets
and he
back
like
up
goes supersonic.
He's bouncing off of stuff and hitting the thing, which is literally how you kill Robotnik in the boss stage, which I thought was a super cool idea.
Yeah,
to show.
You just bounce off of stuff.
Yeah, because he's just like breaking the ship and stuff.
That was really cool. Yeah, and he just goes supersonic and
yeah.
So I'm interested to see where they take it from now for sure.
If they do a sequel, they're going to show
Knuckles.
They have to show Knuckles, and they would have to do the whole Chaos Emerald shit.
Yeah.
And they might even have Shadow, because Shadow is integral to that whole fight.
Shadow would be, maybe. Shadow's like would be really hard to match with this.
I don't know, man.
Guns and stuff.
Well, like, he doesn't have to have guns.
No, not necessarily. But
that's just that game. There was just that one game where they were like, "Let's fucking give him an AK-47.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Put him on a motorcycle."
That's what everyone knows him from.
That game was the shit. But no, they could totally do it, because fucking Sonic Adventure. Did he have guns? No, he didn't have guns.
No,
Sonic Adventure.
I think it's just Shadow the Hedgehog.
He was just edgy.
The base game, yeah. He's just an edge lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see. Hopefully they, you know, even though the VFX studio went under, which is very sad, especially because they're all, you know, sitting and watching this, all their hard work, successfully.
There, a lot of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
This cycle,
yeah,
because the Cats people lost their job too. Yeah. But well, yeah. They did a lot of work. Though.
They did do a lot of work. They tried.
Yeah,
that wasn't their fault. That was the
producers
and directors' visions.
Had they had a Sonic moment where they put out something and then everyone was like, no,
which they did.
Did they?
That, when that trailer first came out,
oh,
people
yeah,
were like,
right.
This is garbage.
That's right.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, but they didn't
and they like cleaned it up a little bit to make it look just a little bit better. But it no. Ugh.
Yeah. So sad day. But good movie.
Yeah.
Hopefully they make a second one.
They probably will.
Because I would totally fucking watch
that. They probably
that.
Will.
All right, and then
I'm so excited for this, man.
So when we walked out of Invisible Man, Jacob turns to me for a second. He's like, "All right, tell me everything." I'm like, not talking to you until we're sitting here. So
if you can't tell, I'm like
just bursting.
I'm so so
okay.
All over the place.
So initial,
this movie,
go ahead.
Fucking loved it.
Really?
Fucking loved it.
Okay.
So good. 9 out of 10.
Jesus Christ.
I loved it.
What?
I really did. I was like, towards the end of the movie, I was like legit almost smiling because of how much I like. Like the last quarter of the movie just sold me. I'm like, really? Yes, this is so cool.
Wow.
Like the, there's like a big turning point, which we'll talk about in a second, but there's a big turning point where you kind of see things.
Uh-huh.
And that at that moment when you see things, I'm just like, yes, sold.
That's
totally down for it.
I mean,
it's one of the better horror films I've seen in a while.
Wow.
Loved it.
That's way higher praise than I was expecting from you.
Loved it.
I enjoyed it. I legitimately enjoyed this more than The Lodge. This is... this would... if you handed me The Lodge and Invisible Man, I would pick Invisible Man.
Yeah. Which is kind of surprising because you don't like movies of the unseen. Like, there's a lot of moments in it where I'm like, this is very Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Well, this but is different,
but it's
though.
Not, like, this is made to look though. Real, though. Like, it's, like, yeah. It's not made to look like... Which is probably helps a lot.
Right.
Sure.
Too. Well, in the main part of this... distincts it from a Paranormal Activity or any of those other mm-hmm. things. So it for that for me is a lot easier to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely enjoyed this movie despite being tense for almost the entire time,
which I love.
I hate
love
that
it.
Feeling. I think I would give this. In like terms of a scary movie, I guess I would give this a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
That low?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I've seen way better scary movies.
Man,
scary movies.
I loved it.
It was good. The same as The Lodge. I enjoyed The Lodge.
So, what'd you rate The Lodge? 5? You only rate this 1 point higher than The Lodge?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I enjoyed The Lodge too, and it's still a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed this more. And there's things about this movie that I enjoy more and I think are cooler than The Lodge, but it's still like...
So what do you give like a movie like It?
It is like an 8.
Okay.
The Witch is like an 8 or a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my high end
mm-hmm.
movies. I'm trying to think of another scary movie that like I legitimately enjoyed. There's something.
See, for horror movies, this is like one of my favorite, like one of my, like up there.
That's like up there with fucking
No,
Cities.
Like
oh, okay. With, or whatever. What was the
Conjuring?
Conjuring?
No, Conjuring's like a 9.5, 10.
Okay.
I fucking love the Conjuring movies. They're so good. But yeah, I was like smiling ear to ear at the end. I loved
dude.
It.
Okay, so yeah, full spoiler. There's
yeah,
a goddamn
we're diving
a camera suit.
Yeah, we're diving... Oh, I was going to say we're diving straight into spoilers, but...
Well, I just said that.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just a camera suit.
Yeah, I love that.
That's
that
crazy.
That was so cool.
That was
it
super
was,
cool.
It turned from, like, horror film to, like, if Ex Machina became a horror film. It was very Ex Machina.
Yeah,
the
I
way
swear
they,
to God.
Like, styled
okay,
that stuff. And
so,
the way they did, like, a lot of the fight choreography and stuff reminded me a lot of like with how they build the tension and stuff for it reminded me a lot of Ex Machina.
Really?
Where they built the tension like at the end of Ex Machina where, you know, if you haven't seen it, come on now. Go see Ex Machina.
Yeah.
At the end of it where she like kills her creator essentially, mm-hmm. there was like that like tense and tension building, like her walking to him and like stabbing and like stuff like that, you mm-hmm. know? The shit where she's like in the asylum or whatever and he's like killing all the dudes in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, that was
this
pretty
is
nuts.
Really cool.
That was pretty nuts.
The way they shot it and the way they like did the fight choreography and stuff was so cool.
So it's interesting. I thought that it was gonna be a robot for a second. For a split second, because there's that mm-hmm. part where she's in the basement and she's like digging around and she finds the room where the suit is and she can like see that it's seeing her in the camera. And then when she starts to pull the thing off, I thought that it wasn't like just like a holder. I thought it was like going to be just a robot.
Oh, like
robot
parts
face.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because
that totally.
Yeah.
But then when it was like just a solid thing,
it's
a
suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that kind of tripped me out. And then they did a good job with some fucking twists in this movie.
Yes, I did not. The biggest twist to me was the twist that his brother was in the suit.
Yeah,
I did not expect that.
That was nuts.
All I legit had my mouth open. I'm like,
yeah, I know. Well, and when the when he kills her sister.
Oh my god! In public, and then like put the yeah.
It was so crazy because
he goes and kills the main character's sister, and then takes the dagger and or takes the knife and puts it in
her hand to like make it or something.
Yeah, she was like talking to her or something with her hands,
and it just kind of like fell in her.
Yeah, it's like and it was so fast.
Yeah,
so fast.
Yeah, I so thought that going into that scene, she was like, "Oh, we gotta be." In public, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, so maybe
he's not even going to attempt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought the fight was going to be like, she's going to tell her, her sister knows, and then they have to like escape.
Right. Because she's what like I was expecting waiting too. Or something. Yeah.
But then like the knife is floating. And then in that moment, I was like, oh, cool. They're going to fight in the public. And it's going to be a weird.
Murder. She's just dead. Straight up she's murder. Dead,
and it's in her hand. And so.
So good.
It was insane. They did a really fucking good job. And then that ending was actually happy, which made me super nice. I like that ending a
lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
A lot. So
it was some fucking Gone Girl shit.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It was like her redemption. Yeah.
Yeah.
By putting on the suit and killing him.
Yeah, well, and doing it on camera, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To making it look like he killed himself.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
It's a little good.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of her too, Elizabeth Moss. I don't know if you've seen anything that she's been in before.
I can't think of anything.
I watched. She was in Mad Men. She was in all of Mad Men. I watched all of that.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she's also the lead of Handmaid's Tale, which is also very good.
Oh, okay.
You know her from Us. She was the blonde wife in Us.
Oh fuck yeah. Okay.
Which is kind of a shitty. That wasn't that great of a role for her,
I'm sure I've seen her in other stuff, but yeah, no, she fucking killed it.
She did so good in this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, being able to, she acted her ass off on a set where there wasn't another person there, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I guarantee they shot it like it was just like an invisible person behind her, you know? And there were so many like interesting moments. Like, the scene where she first figures out that like something is really going on, where he's like stepping on the sheets and you just see the footprints on the sheet. That's what reminded me of Paranormal Activity.
Oh,
was something like that.
Okay.
It was like an invisible thing, like interacting with the environment.
Mm. No, the only reason that doesn't bother me is because it's not paranormal. I knew it was
it was a person. Yeah.
The whole time you know it's a guy. Like he's not a ghost or whatever. If it was a ghost, I would be out.
Yeah.
I would be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Just stepping on the cloth and she like rips at it.
Yeah.
She gets thrown.
One thing that was interesting, I kept waiting for the scene where they were like, where she's sitting and she's like, there's someone in that chair.
That wasn't in the movie at all.
Yeah. It was like,
I was waiting for that
weird
too.
Weird edit.
Yeah.
It wasn't in there.
Where she's like talking to the, in their living room or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking to James. And there's just like imprints in the seat.
Yeah. I thought that was really weird.
Maybe they cut it because it would have been too obvious for like, why aren't they questioning that there's like butt prints in the seat?
I kind of feel like that's going to be a TV alternate cut. Because sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's, what is it? Fucking Yes Man, the Jim Carrey movie. Mm-hmm.
With Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, there's a scene in that, or a scene or two, that was never in the theatrical
release.
Oh,
yeah, doesn't he like do it with a grandma? Yeah, that's right. I've never seen the scene, but I've heard of it.
There's that scene where she like coaxes him in by making him say yes to everything. And then there's another scene where they run into each other at a bar. Or something like after.
Yeah.
But that scene wasn't in the theatrical, but it's in the TV version of the movie. So I never understand why that kind of stuff happens, but
yeah,
maybe that's where that goes.
It's probably based off how audience reacts to it.
Maybe
like that Yes Man thing. I guarantee the audience was like,
yeah, but and they probably pulled it. Why
just because they don't care. I mean, they don't care about the audience at that point. They're not making that much money on it anyway. Might as well just release the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
TV, they make friggin' pennies to the dollar on stuff.
Maybe I don't know, maybe they thought that cut was repetitive or something.
Could also be that too. Maybe they had too many things he was saying yes to and it just extended.
Yeah, no,
it too
I mean
long.
I'm talking about the other the him sit or the sitting on the chair part for Invisible Man.
Probably that too.
Yeah. I don't know. Weird.
But yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
I was having so much fun during like the freaking fight scene in the hallway. It was the coolest thing ever, even though they kept sending police. Like yeah, there's so many
more. And then two, yeah, and more. Two more and then two more
yeah but it was just like it was such an interesting thing with his suit like flashing in and out. They yeah. were like actually starting yeah. to see him and
that
I'm
was
like,
really
yes
cool.
It was such a cool turning point in the movie.
Yeah, I talked that
like her like stabbing him mm-hmm. and doing that. So the question at the end of the movie though that I'm just now thinking of, is she still pregnant?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Fuck,
she's still pregnant, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Weird.
Which is such a, like, which is an interesting subplot that doesn't necessarily need to be in there. I guess it kind of makes.
Well, it's the reason that he's
still
stopped.
Chasing after her.
Yeah,
or,
he stopped, like, beating her up
yeah.
after they figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how she has the suit.
I would say she's probably still going to have the baby.
You
yeah, she
so?
Has the suit now, but
I
think
feel like
she'll have
she
the baby.
Wouldn't. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I
like
that.
She's a badass woman now. She can do whatever
she's the
she
invisible
wants.
Woman.
Fuck yeah.
She's got a
sequel.
Suit.
Please
that's
don't.
What I
Please
when
don't.
She was,
this doesn't need a sequel.
When she was walking up, I was like, well, she's the invisible woman now. Mm-hmm. She has a suit. So
yeah.
In this universe, they could do that if they wanted to.
I thought that moment was a little long, but that was just
the weird. Walking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that could have ended 5 seconds
ago. They had that the loudest part of that song that they needed to play.
Yeah,
so
they're like, yeah, the royalties like, they had to pay off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, overall, I really enjoyed myself with that movie.
Yeah.
It was very like, I keep bringing it back, but it was a lot of it reminded me of the tension and build up at the like latter half of Ex Machina. Like,
oh.
Like the whole, it was like if the last half of Ex Machina was a full movie
mm-hmm.
based around an invisible person, that's what this is.
Yeah.
That's totally what it reminds me of. Oh, so good.
Man. Yeah. We had a good, movie chunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recently.
I guess what's next week?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we gotta let the viewers know
what we're gonna
see next week. I think next week is the that Ben Affleck
The Way Back.
Yes, The Way Back. I think that's the big thing that's coming out next week.
I think you're right.
This coming week.
Which
I don't really know anything about it. I think I've
seen
the trailer
either.
Like once. But it looks interesting and I think he's directing it too. And I like you saw Argo, right? Have you seen Argo?
No.
Ooh, Argo's really good.
I saw The Town, which is like
The Town is great too.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, The Way Back.
I'm not like stoked for it, but I think it'll be interesting to watch.
Some of the shit I don't
know. Oh, that ghost movie. That's this coming weekend too, isn't it?
Oh, Super Normal?
Yeah.
Super whatever? Yeah. Is it?
I think so.
Shit. That looks fucking great.
What was that movie called? Damn it.
But
yeah, there's this like paranormal movie coming out that's like a mock parody comedy kind of thing. Of like the paranormal and like ghosts and stuff like that, and how they're just like in people's everyday lives, like
yeah,
they've like fucking with trash cans and stuff, and there's like a Satanist that conjures stuff and stuff like that. It looks very interesting. It's a very strong mock like parody comedy around paranormal, and I'm very interested in. I think that comes out this coming week too. So we might have two movies. We might have just one. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully, even if that is out, hopefully the fucking recording works.
Yeah.
Like we keep running into.
Yeah. Yeah. Our local Alamo Draft House has had for a couple weeks. The past 2 weeks we've gotten lucky and hasn't had a problem. But there was 2 weeks in a row where we went to see a movie and it got canceled because I guess it downloads differently overnight every night or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's something weird. But they're like download messed up or didn't download or something, so they didn't have the movie. So we didn't
Extraordinary.
Get to see. Extraordinary. Thank you. Yes. And that comes out soon, so definitely going to see that.
Yeah,
no matter March 6th. What theater we have to go to, we will see that because I'm so excited for it. It looks super funny.
So
and
we
need something super funny.
Yeah, we got that and then The Way Back.
Okay, cool.
So either one of those or both of them.
Mm-hmm. So look forward to that next week. there's your movie review roundup right there.
Hell yeah.
Caught up. Ready to go.
Knocked it out. Real quick, wanted to sneak in little games. Little check in. Jacob is already playing his fucking Assassin's Creed shit, even though he doesn't need to because he's beat the fucking games like 6 times.
Yes, I started Assassin's Creed 2 again. I played a couple hours of it yesterday. I haven't played it today yet. We'll see post podcast. And I also, very interesting, this coming week, I'm going to try something. I downloaded a boxing VR fitness game. Because I kind of want to get back into fitness, I guess. And this is kind of an interesting way to get me springboarded back into it, I think, hopefully. So I'm going to try to do like an hour a day every day.
I really hope I don't come home and you're going to punch me in the face.
Right.
You don't even know I'm there.
Because, I mean, I have Beat Saber and I played Beat Saber a ton.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be even more fitness
right, yeah.
intensive
well,
than
it's,
that.
Yeah, it's completely trained mm-hmm. to like be a workout, like a 15 mm-hmm. 30 minute workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those will be my games right now. And I've started playing Guild Wars 2, but that's a separate thing completely. So
well, we need to play more Soviet Jump game together because they keep adding shit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like
shout
significant.
Out Game
yeah. Mm-hmm. That so if you don't know, there's a free game, completely free, available on Steam or wherever probably. Called Soviet Jump Game. There's a little bit of like a weird ARG backstory to it, but main point, they made a game. It's a like side-scroller battle royale.
Yeah, it's like if Mario was a battle royale.
Yeah.
It's exactly what
it's
it
like,
is.
I think it caps at like 50 people, so it's not 100 or whatever. But
most games are pretty low right now.
Yeah,
least.
Well, it depends on how you get on
That's
or
true.
When you get on.
That's true.
But yeah, no, it's fucking clean. They did a great job making this game.
Mm-hmm. It's a good just like play like a couple games and
yeah
call it good.
And yeah. All the customization is really cool. They got a ton of skins and stuff. It's a fun time.
So yeah.
And then one last thing. Animal Crossing.
Is this month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Direct came out. I think the Direct came out.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't talk about it on here.
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to fucking...
Josiah is very, very excited for
I keep
Animal
sending
Crossing.
People
it's
Animal Crossing
like if Assassin's
shit.
Creed comes out for me, and I'm very excited
I'm
for it.
I'm so excited, dude. Oh, my God. Just, I have to fight myself to not keep watching the Direct, because I'm so ready. Also, I made the mistake of following a Animal Crossing updates Instagram.
Oh no.
So there's probably I'm starting to get too much information because I'm starting to see
you're gonna see
specific,
things you don't
want to
see.
Yeah, I'm starting to get very specific details about stuff that I like don't want to know about. So I'm hitting my information threshold.
Yeah, those are the diehards that want to know literally everything before
yeah,
they want to
see the source code before the game
yeah,
comes
no kidding,
out.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people.
Nah.
I am very sufficiently hyped right now.
Looks good.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
It'll
be my first one.
So down. You're going to get spoiled because there's so many fucking...
I mean, playing Assassin's Creed 2, I'm like, God, they've made these so much more user-friendly than they used to be. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, without further ado, my people, that was... Even though we're at like 40 minutes right now.
I mean, I can hit us with some news real quick if you want.
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
I got a couple things.
All right, hit me
real quick. We'll do a quick little news roundup.
Yeah,
make it kind of short. All right. So welcome.
Hold on, wait, hold for
sirens.
For city life.
Right. All right.
All right.
Hey everybody, it's the Jacob's movie, or not necessarily movie. Hold on, let me start that over again.
Oh God.
And it is Jacob's News Entertainment Roundup of the Week with your host, me.
Okay.
There's a couple things. I'm not going to do all of them because I found quite a, like, four or five different things, but I'm probably only going to do a couple because some of them don't really matter. The most recent thing that I think happened yesterday. Do you know a gentleman by the name of Roman Polanski? Does it sound familiar to you?
It does sound familiar.
He is a director, essentially. He's mainly French director, but they essentially had their French Oscars yesterday.
Oh.
I can't remember. It's like César or something. Some weird thing I can't pronounce and I don't want to butcher, but he came out with a movie this year, and the big thing surrounding Roman Polanski is that in the mid to late 70s, he was tried for raping a 13-year-old girl.
Holy shit.
He's also been, you know, there's been a couple other, like, trials and stuff, or other, like, rumors and stuff that there's other girls and stuff like that. Mm. But he's still a filmmaker. He's still in the film business and stuff like that. It's kind of like a different kind of Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, or yesterday, I think, during the French Oscars, he won Best Director. He wasn't there. He didn't show up because he knew what kind of backlash would be happening, but his film was nominated 12 times.
Wow.
And the director and lead star of Portrait of a Lady on Fire both left when he won Best Director. Damn. They both walked out. And that's kind of like the big news kind of happening because, I believe the lead actress has a past with, like, abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they both walked out, during that. And I thought that was very interesting. And it's definitely a part of Hollywood that's starting to crop up now, especially with the Me Too movement that happened a couple years ago with Weinstein. Other big story that was kind of happened this week was Weinstein got convicted.
Yeah.
25 to 25 years in jail, maximum is 25.
Right.
And immediately had heart problems and got sent to the hospital.
Mm.
Piece of shit. What? I didn't say anything. It's fine. But yeah, that also happened this week. So this is like a huge week for you know, this kind of news. And I thought it was very interesting that people as pretty much just left the award show.
Yeah.
Because he was awarded stuff, even though he has a past.
Yeah. That's rough, man.
Yeah.
I'd
be pissed too. I completely understand where they're coming from.
Doesn't Weinstein have another case somewhere else that's like still ongoing?
Yeah, there's another person that's come out against him, but I think I don't know if anything's gonna happen with that one.
Yeah,
not that I know of, at least. Especially now that he's already being tried for, like, I think he has like one major count and then like two or three minor counts of stuff. But we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens with that. He's old and decrepit, and he'll probably die in jail. And I don't feel sorry for him.
Yep.
In other news, a little lighter tone, well, lighter but sadder, but also quickly lighter again tone.
Okay.
This is kind of just like a weird, small news thing for people who are on YouTube. Everybody knows what channel this is. Everyone's probably listened to it, or if you're into music, you've probably listened to it. There is a stream on YouTube that streams lo-fi music to study to.
Yeah.
It's been on for, I think, almost 2 years now or something like that. I think the official time was like a year and 4 months or something like that. But earlier this week, YouTube took it down for some, like, terms of service or some BS, some weird BS reason, and took it down for the first time. I think it was like 13,500 and something hours.
Yeah.
And I think it's the longest video on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it's officially easily the longest video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was taken down, but I think within the day, I think later that night, it was put back up. So now it's going again. So if you need to listen to your lo-fi music, it is back. Yeah. But I thought that was kind of interesting. It's kind of like a YouTube. YouTube always has had issues with messing up on things. Mm-hmm. Like this, the stream never should have been taken down, ever.
No,
like
there was nothing.
The channel shouldn't have been taken down. None of that should have happened. But it's just YouTube's robotics algorithm stuff that's, you know, screwed them over pretty bad. And it sucks that they had to, you know, they lost. This could have been way longer than a year and 3 months. It could have been even substantially longer than that. You know, really would have been the longest YouTube channel. I thought that was kind of interesting. But
I think they took down the
video,
the old one. Or they cut it up or something? Because I remember seeing the old one when it like just happened, and it was like super long.
Yeah, it was like 13,000 hours.
But now I'm not able to find it.
Weird.
I think they cut it up into years or something.
Oh.
Because this one says 2018.
Oh.
And stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they made it into, I don't know, something like more digestible, I guess. Hmm. I don't really know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then we'll make this one the final one. Hold on, let me refind it. Sorry. Oh, it's because I have the Midsommar ending in my Safari. Hold on. Because Josiah was asking me if it was a
if
Hereditary or Midsommar had a happy ending, and I disappointingly told him no. Neither do.
Be the one saving grace of watching those.
I had to rewatch Midsommar's ending to remember, and then I'm like, oh yeah, not so much. So the other potentially probably the biggest story that came out this week, other than the Weinstein trial, was Bob Iger stepping down as Disney CEO after 14 years and passing it off to another Bob. So the new CEO is also Bob.
Weird.
But yeah, he stepped down. I think the reasons that I've been seeing is mainly just because it was a good time. We're at our highest high. He kind of wants to stay on top, I think. And he wants to hand off to someone else who can push it even farther into the future than he can, which is a very interesting thing. Most CEOs will run their freaking companies into the ground before they leave. But yeah, I mean, Bob Iger is essentially created the juggernaut that is Disney today, because he's bought studio companies. He's started the Disney streaming service, which is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, right under Netflix's streaming service out right now. But I thought it was very interesting that he decided to kind of step down and leave control over everything.
Is he not involved in Disney anymore?
So he's going to be a chairman now until his contract expires in a couple years, or until next year. This is 2021. So he's executive chairman until 2021, but he's not CEO. He's not commander in chief anymore.
Weird.
It just seems like the big thing is just he wanted to stay on top. He wanted to leave at his highest high.
Mm-hmm.
That way if anything happens in the future, he doesn't want maybe his name tainted, or he feels like the company can keep going higher up than even he could assume it was with this new Bob.
How old is new Bob?
I think he's pretty old.
Because he looks kind of old.
I think he's pretty old. He's probably around the same age as Iger is. He's probably 60. 60. Yeah.
Weird. That is interesting.
End of an era.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, it's be very curious to see what new Bob does.
Mm-hmm.
If he's gonna
what he decides
do some
to
crazy shit.
Yeah. take Disney into the future.
Yeah.
Also had one written down that I'll just say real quick.
Okay.
Cats will be the next Rocky Horror Picture Show.
What?
Just because people are going to a lot of like the sing-alongs and dressing up and watching the movie as characters and stuff like that. Yeah.
Weird.
Because that's why Rocky Horror is as big as it is, because they have the cult following of people like going dressed up and just going and watching the movie and singing along to it and being the characters. So people are doing that with Cats now.
Yeah.
Cats is still like playing in a ton of places because of that reason. They're doing like sing along shows and dress up shows and stuff.
I have so many emotions about that movie. So many conflicting.
I thought it was really interesting because someone stated that question. And I thought it was very interesting. Yeah, I'm like,
that's a weird thing to think about.
But even though Rocky Horror is a way better movie than Cats is.
People like genuinely enjoy that movie.
I love Rocky Horror.
Oh, that's weird. Well, on the
so that's news roundup.
Very furry note. I will bid you all adieu. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.